This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I am so excited to be speaking this morning with Mr. Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruthie. It's good to see you.
It's so nice to see you, too.
Yes.
I know, making a surprise visit this morning, sitting in for Jenna. And
that's awesome.
And she's been texting saying, you're doing okay.
Hey, something is in the air and it's not a hurricane.
Hey, that's
blue
right.
Skies this morning.
It's gorgeous.
Kind of cool.
It's so nice. Well, I sat outside yesterday for lunch, and it was just a little bit breezy, so it seems
just
like
a little
it's getting nicer and nicer as we go.
So we left the shop yesterday morning, blowing sideways, wipers full on, drove 2 blocks, sunshine.
So it's,
I'm like, is that what this day's going to be like?
So you just wait 5 minutes, right? In Florida,
yeah. It's
something totally different.
You know, and so the outside weather oftentimes affects the inside weather.
Because,
I mean, we've had a bunch of people. When you get this much rain, you know, last week, I think my rain gauge had 3 inches in it. I had 7 in Gulf Breeze over this past few days.
Wow.
And so you get a lot of water intrusion. I get people that call me all the time and, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we got some water issues going on. So, and, you know, one of the things that we tell people is you have to be vigilant and aware. And people get on the internet and they, oh, I got this toxic black mold. It's like, hang on, you know.
Oh, the internet.
that's true. But we should probably talk a little bit about mold. And, you know, I don't use the M word usually.
Mm.
And that's, I've been trained by the insurance company. You know, the insurance industry, well, when you say mold, they start freaking out.
Oh, I believe it. It's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, insurance people out there, if you're listening, hey, you know, we understand the jargon and the information that we're supposed to be using. So suspect microbial growth, unless it's been tested at a lab somewhere, you know, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, you know, it's mold, but we call it suspect microbial growth. And typically what we see in the indoor air quality business is it's dark. It's black, or colors are never good, green, yellow.
That's good
white.
To know.
Yeah, so, you know, typically if you see, you know, brown water stain or something like that, people are like, oh, I got this horrible mold issue. And then, you know, so we want to go and look at it and figure out what's going on. But we do a lot of indoor air quality inspections and put people's mind at ease where, you know, it's not horrible, because one of the standards that we use for determining how viable or how, you know, either how good or bad your indoor air quality is the IICRC S520. It's just a standard that talks about remediating mold. And in there, condition one is called normal fungal ecology. And this is really important. I make this analogy all the time. So normal fungal ecology is like your house is a bucket and you've got water in the bucket.
Okay.
Every house has water in the bucket. There's water in every bucket. We live in a humid climate in coastal Northwest Florida. It's a hot, humid climate, and climates are different. You get mixed climates like in Nashville. You get cold, heating climates like in Chicago and Milwaukee. And then you get dry climates out west like, you know, Denver and Vegas and Arizona. Anyways, but in our climate, there's water in the bucket all the time. It's called normal fungal ecology. If you go into any house, you're going to find some spores. In and out traffic, whatever going on. The problem is when the bucket overflows. And then we have people reacting to sinus and allergies and breathing concerns. And, you know, we have enough of that already between everybody's hyper awareness of, you know, every airborne particle anywhere now because of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we're just like,
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So
that's exactly the face I've been making.
Yeah, we all have this. What's the emoji with the, you know? It's just you just look
all
like
blowing its mind. Yeah,
there's a character like Bob, the, you know, freaked out guy, or I can't remember what. Anyways,
that's
we're all going around with a degree of that in our lives at some point. But, you know, and when you spend more time at home, you spend more time indoors, you know, because of you know, for one reason or another, you know, I keep hearing these things. Oh, people are preparing to go back to work. Like, geez, I never quit working. We're essential, but
yeah.
I don't think there's, you know, maybe in New York or out on the left coast somewhere, there's been giant empty office spaces, you know, cubicle world that's devoid of human existence. I don't think we've had a lot of that here.
Yeah.
To some degree, yeah. But, you know, those are bigger urban centers. So everybody's preparing to go back to work. And they're, you know, like, oh, what do we have to do for all this stuff? So, you know, so a lot of the stuff that's out there is kind of less relevant to us because we're not like the big urban centers where they've been shut down or, oh, I haven't seen my office friends in a year. Like, what? What's that like?
Right, so, yeah, not around here.
Huh?
Well, not as often around here.
And
anyway.
What's your work situation? Have you been working from home or have you been working like a hybrid type thing? Or
yes, so I have mostly been home. I'll tell you, our little nonprofit, Ready Kids, we don't have an office anyway.
Oh, I gotcha.
So there was not an office to leave or go back
right,
to.
Right.
Typically, we would be in the elementary schools during the daytime and then just work from home in the afternoon. So we've done a lot of remote. I've got my little home office with my hygrometer.
There you
it's
go.
All set up, and we'll
wow,
meet.
Wow, you're
now
up to speed.
In. Oh well, you know, every morning. Actually, I thought about it. I got out of the shower this morning. I was like, not bad in here.
For use the bath fan.
Yeah. Yes, turn
you've
it on.
You've been trained by local indoor air quality specialists, right?
Someone keeps coming back and telling me if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
And so every time my husband leaves the water running while he's brushing his teeth, I come and turn it off. Just I'm like, do you know our relative indoor humidity right now?
So if we can help you with any, I mean, if you have anything like this going on, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. If you want to call in or text us this morning, 850-437-1620, we'll try and get some information out to you based on what you got going. You know, and I just recently I've had a lot of people that are, you know, like it's the end of the summer. It's an accumulation of a lot of work that your air conditioner has done. And it's time, hear me, it's time to go out and find the drain line and make sure it's clean and get that thing, put some vinegar down through the drain line T on the inside and flush that thing out. Had one yesterday and it was one of our regular customers. And I said, you know, while we're here, let's just go ahead and clear this drain line out. We were there doing something different. And man, we got a bunch of slimy, gunky, nasty stuff out of there.
Ew.
She was this close to, and I, you know, theater of the mind. Well, she was this close to having a drain line back up. And, you know, the air conditioners have been running since late April, May,
yeah.
June, July. August is behind us now. Welcome to September.
That's right.
It's time. We still have some summer left. It's time to go out, unbury the drain line from the mud outside by the air conditioner unit.
Right.
And make sure that there's clean, clear water. There's water flowing out of there. If you see anything slimy or milky or nasty looking out there, you see any boogers out there, you can slip a shot back over there and suck that thing out. You can pour some vinegar through there, let it sit for a few minutes, and chase it with some hot water. And, you know, then you're going to keep yourself from having a flood indoors. And we've had a couple of these where, oh, we got water coming from who knows where. And, you know, so then we go out and do a...
Oh, yikes.
Because, you know, the rain and Mother Nature will produce some rain or will produce some moisture from outside, but your air conditioner will produce moisture from inside. So keeping the filter clean and changing keeping the drain line flowing is something that will really help you avoid any of those late summer problems.
And that's just distilled white vinegar that I use to clean everything in the house.
Yeah,
that's
now there's
okay.
Nine different kinds of vinegar out there now. The cheapest white distilled vinegar you can find at Walmart. You know, there's cleaning vinegar and canning vinegar and, you know, apple cider vinegar. And
that's
there's
right.
Every other kind of balsamic. Just use cheap distilled white vinegar. Bleach eats up the coil fins in the unit if it gets into the drain pan and gets on those metal fins, those coil fins inside there. And the manufacturers a couple of years ago my timeline's all messed up, Ruthie. I have no idea what it's
well
been
we lost
like,
a couple of years here.
Yeah, how long has it been since I seen you? Like 2 years? 1 year? Year and a half?
Ten
10 years. I don't know. Anyways, in the past, recent past, And you know, recent at my age could be, you know, like when I say the other day, it could be anywhere from, you know, a week ago to like, oh, you know, like 8 years ago.
Right.
So,
like 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. The manufacturers put out this bulletin that said, we would like everybody to do an environmental improvement and not pour bleach down through their drain line because it eats up the paint. Well, we know it eats up the coil fins, and we know that the coils are not nearly as durable now that they used to be because all the equipment has to be a lot more energy efficient.
Oh.
So the material's thinner, and you know, so the bleach can affect it a lot worse. So if you're using bleach, just switch over to white vinegar. The acetic acid in white vinegar is just as effective, if not more effective, in the gunk that's building up in your drain line. And make sure you clear the drain line out, because that's, boy, I've beat this horse to death here. I mean, it's late in the summer. Check your drain line, people.
Well, and I think if you're taking one thing away, this is the thing to take away today.
Yeah, this
is it.
You do not want this on your honey-do list. You can call us, 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. We're happy to help you with this kind of stuff. And I am carrying a little, it's like a trenching shovel now in the van, because I've had to dig up some drain lines that were buried in 4 or 5 inches of mud. And you can see it's like, well, it's wet there. The water's coming out. It's just we can't see it. But
right,
the elephant ears are doing
mud.
Great. I mean, they're growing like crazy.
Right,
the
yeah, you got a lot of ferns.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's all kinds of growth around your unit. So
what do you think's happening inside?
Yeah, that's it. You know, so that's one of the things that I can just remind people, like, it's the end of summer, you know. And so now's the time where, you know, you started with a clean air conditioner, a clean coil, you know, back in March, April, May, whatever. And now, depending on the filtration, the traffic you had in the house, everybody's been home all summer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't have the same activity. You know, everybody's going to the beach and doing those things, but it's different than it was a couple of years ago. So there's more accumulation of stuff in your system, in your ductwork, in your air conditioner. And so you can help yourself with the, you know, the drain line and the air filter. If you need help from us, we're here for you. You know, we have been for, man, almost 28 years.
Wow. Isn't that
I didn't
awesome?
Have all this wisdom showing in this beard when I first started, Ruthie.
The experience is real. And we do have a couple questions coming in,
oh,
Todd.
Good, okay.
So thank you all so much for texting 437-1620. So first question came, you mentioned running the shop vac over the drain pipe. Is that just like to remove a visible barrier? They're asking, how long do I run that for?
Oh, yeah. You know what? We turn them on and run them 5, 6, 10 minutes till we go inside and make sure that we can hear the suction. If you put your, you know, and it fits loosely on there, if you feel that hose, you'll feel those slugs of water go through there. Once it releases, and you'll hear the shop vac make a different noise, a minute or two usually. I had one that I ran it for like 14 or 15 minutes, and it finally let loose. This thing was really stopped up a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, and we poured some stuff down there, and it finally moved that stuff out. But most drain lines, you'll get them clean in a minute or two. And when you look in the bottom of the shop vac, take the air filters out because you're going to have water in there. When you look in there and you see all that milky, slimy, nasty stuff in there, that's what was clogging up your drain line.
All right, so then you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see what comes out of there.
And then two other questions about the vinegar. One is just making sure vinegar, so it's not caustic to anything in the system.
No, it's not going to hurt anything. And all that drain line is either black plastic pipe or PVC. And the acetic acid loosens that stuff up. We say let it sit 10 minutes so it kind of works on there, and then chase it with 2 cups of really hot water. Not boiling. We don't want you to burn yourself, but that hot water will kind of help loosen all that junk up out of the drain line and push it out through there. So, yeah, you know, if you don't have a drain line tee, your only option is, or if your unit's in the attic, something like that, your only option is to work from the outside pipe somewhere. But typically, yeah, put a couple of cups in there, a couple of glugs out of that gallon. You know, I think a gallon of white vinegar is like $3 or $4 at Walmart. So,
yeah, you can be liberal with that. A
couple of glugs in there, let it sit, change your air filter, and then chase it with 2 cups of hot water, and you'll get that junk out of there.
Okay, that's perfect, because the next question was how much vinegar. So couple of glugs.
Couple of glugs. That's, I don't know, 2 cups, I tell people.
It's the industry standard.
So it's a 3/4-inch pipe. I've never done the math. And it's, you know, average 20, 30, 40 feet. So if you figure how much volume there is in there, it's already full of water and gunk. So you just want to get some of that vinegar. I mean, you've seen the old liquid plumber thing where they dump it in there and they show that stuff going down to where the clog is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you're just getting enough in there. A couple of cups will help. Certainly not a gallon, but, you know, more than one glug. A couple of glugs.
Couple of glugs.
Well, you know, if you have a little funnel there, you know, glug, 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 glug. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Probably
let it sit.
Pretty good.
Suck it out.
And so this is what I do with my drains inside anyway, you know, every so often. Mm-hmm. I also do the baking soda with the hot water down the drain, but we don't need that in the AC.
Not in the air conditioner, because that stuff will clump up and get clogged in there, and then you got stuff. So that's an odor, you know, that's an odor thing from if you have a sink drain that kind of stinks or whatever, disposal or something like that. Yeah, don't be putting any baking soda or any of that. You know, we want liquid going down there and flushing that stuff out. And I've seen people using swimming pool vinegar, like, oh my gosh, that's 11% hypochlorite. Don't use that. That stuff is harsh.
Okay, so you really do just want that big gallon jug of
vinegar.
Cheap white vinegar.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. And that was, you know, that's that us also, but the manufacturers of all the equipment are saying, you know, and it's better to have vinegar coming out on the side of your house than bleach. So
very true.
You know, you'll end up with a just maintenance-free issue there. So it's good.
And here's another question about disposing of the gunk. So once you get your wet vac full of that good gunk,
dump it out on the yard. You know, it's just slimy stuff. Rinse your shop vac out and you're good to go. On to the next stop.
All right. So so no like toxic waste.
No,
gloves
it's,
or bagging
it's just, well, yeah, you know, it's no, you can just dump it either by the sidewalk, by the gutter, or whatever. You know what we do is we just kind of dump it in the yard, hit it with a hose, and kind of dilute all that stuff down. You know, it's just slimy stuff that's built up in there over time, but it's not really anything toxic that's going to hurt you.
I'm sure the elephant ears will survive if they're sprouting up right there.
Everything's growing
anyway.
Out there. Yeah, if you knew how much microbiology was going on out in your yard, that, and you walk across the yard and track it into the house, you know. So we're really, we're not. I mean, we're all durable, you know. And then we start sanitizing our hands every 10 minutes and all that. We become less durable. We're not as susceptible because we've killed every germ, and now we can't withstand some of the germs, some of the stuff, you know. And I talk about normal fungal ecology. You know, I find these people that get mold testing done, like, oh, I got this mold test. And then they get a 30-page report with all this scary stuff in it. They need somebody to interpret it for them.
Mm.
And, I mean, you try and interpret it yourself and then go look up the definition of Cladosporium or Penicillium aspergillus. You are freaked out by the time you get done trying to interpret your mold report. So, you know, that's where we can help put your mind at ease on what it's normal fungal ecology. We have this in all the buildings in Pensacola, in Florida, in Northwest Florida, and South Alabama, because we're licensed for Northwest Florida or for Florida and Alabama as HVAC contractors. And, you know, we just do that building science specialty, you know, we're that indoor air quality specialty niche that we're in. And if we can help you, it's Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. And we have a general email. It's info@gulfcoastaircare.com. And that indicates that our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
That's the one. And we thank you all so much for your questions that you're texting in this morning.
Oh, yeah. We got some astute listeners this morning.
We do. Y'all are paying attention. And
school's back in, so, you know, everybody's you're in learning mode.
Everyone's taking notes. That's right. And so here's another one. Do you believe in do-it-yourself coil cleaning sprays?
Yeah. Yeah, they work. There's some aerosol ones that are good out there. You know, it's more so the approach to how you get it on the coil, because a lot of the things that are out there, they have some sanitizing, disinfectant component in those aerosol sprays. You get them on there. You want to spray them on both sides and get them to foam up. And then the no-rinse ones, the condensate water that we've been talking about going through the drain line, that will just wash that stuff down. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And, you know, so probably as a consumer, you're buying some of that stuff at the big box store, and I'm ashamed to say I don't know what they're selling down there. So I don't know what the big box stores have got. I know that there are several different grades of aerosol foaming coil cleaners that we put on. There's also stuff that, you know, type 1 and type 2 by the NADCA standard, the National Air Duct Cleaner Standard, is dry vacuuming in 1. Well, right now, with everybody's air conditioning run, there's no dry vacuuming going because everybody's coil is wet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to use a wet coil cleaning process. So some of that stuff you spray on there and you have to wash it off because it's, you know, it foams up and it's a good cleaning agent, but I mean, a professional needs to be using it. And there's EPA labeling and all kinds of stuff on usage and all that. But yeah, the stuff that you, if they're selling it in a big box store and you can spray it on the top, spray it up underneath, let it foam up and it'll loosen that junk out. That's another reason to go check your coil, or I mean, to go check your drain line. If you clean the coil, some of that stuff is going to release down into the pan, down into the drain line. If it's not flowing, you're going to get a blockage or whatever. So if you're doing that, not a bad idea to stick that shop vac on there and, you know, suck that thing out. Make sure you get the drain pan and the line and that transition elbows and all that, all of that clean. I mean, you can run that shop vac for 20 minutes while you're cleaning that coil if you're a DIY person.
Gotcha. Okay, so there's some products and there's an order of operations here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to do these things in the right order.
Thank you for the clarity. There we go.
Well, hey, and these are great questions. We do have just a few more minutes. So if you have a question for Todd St. Orr's of Gulf Coast Air Care, you can text us 437-1620. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground. And
we have.
I imagine this time of year, y'all are probably not exactly twiddling your thumbs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's like, let me take a – yeah, I'm just thinking about what I have on my schedule today.
Right, what's next after this?
Because, you know, yesterday I finally caught up with missing Monday, but, you know, so we did double duty, and, you know, we've been out at the beach. We've been at places where there's been high water and water standing around and all that. So if you have a dryer vent, let's cover this real quick. If you have a dryer vent that comes out on the ground, and we've had 7 inches of rain at my house, and you want to make sure that you see dry lint out there, because we have seen already once or twice in the last couple of weeks with the rain that we've had, some water intrusion back into the dryer vent under the slab. And typically those fittings are not glued, so you can get them off and get access to the dryer vent. Man, we had a funky, nasty smelling drain line or a dryer vent other day, and it was full of lint and then this stagnant water that was in there. It was bad. So if you've got a dryer vent that's on the ground and it's at ground level where, you know, if you've had a certain amount of rainfall, you could get some water going back, because they're the ground level ones. They run them out the back of the dryer and under the slab, and then they come out and make a gooseneck or hook on the outside somewhere on the side or back of the house. Some of them will come up in the wall and come out at, you know, knee level, something like that. So you want to look in those louvers and see, like, what is it looking like in there. That's another place where you can stick your shop vac hose down in there if it's full of water. And your dryer won't work right. You know, this lady, she's like, I got a brand new dryer. And, the appliance guy's been out here. And I was like, okay, where does it come out? And she told me, and I was like, it's probably full of water.
Mm.
We get out there, and we took probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 gallons. We had a 6-gallon shop vac on that service truck, and we emptied it twice.
Wow.
So there was a lot of water in this thing.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, and then you got to get all that lint and that gunky crap out of there. You know, it's just bad. So if you've got a ground level dryer vent, go out and look around there. See if you got fluffy looking lint, gray lint out there. Great for starting a campfire. It's not time to go camping yet, but we're getting so close.
We're getting there.
September.
That's right. We're almost there.
So anyways, but yeah, that's one of the things that we've seen that's just, you know, I'm trying to do simple stuff because the complicated stuff, I mean, if you have hot rooms or high power bills or comfort issues, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. So we can help you with any complicated stuff. You want a second opinion, you're kind of wondering about your air conditioner. And, you know, I see new air conditioners hooked up to old duct all the time. And, you know, that can be problematic if you know, depending, you've jumped way up in efficiency, you've jumped way up in size, you're going to amplify a problem rather than have it reduced. And, you know, that's something we can help you with. We've been doing this stuff for a long, long time. So we're just happy to jump in and help. If you got questions or concerns, gulfcoastaircare.com, 850-934-2768.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Todd. It's so nice to catch up with you.
Ruthie, it's so good to see you again. Sarah's in town, so maybe we'll get some dance thing going on.
That's right. We'll do some swing together.
Yeah, there we go.